T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
As explorers and settlers poured into the vast territory opened by the Louisiana Purchase, Pittsburgh played a critical role in Western expansion. Pittsburgh boasted the first steamer on the Western rivers in 1811, and by the 1850s built more steamboats than any region in the country. One of those vessels, the steamboat Arabia, headed up the Missouri River in the fall of 1856 with 220 tons of cargo. Its holds packed with more than 1 million objects, including preserved food, boots, shoes, hats, tools, and even prefabricated homes. Just north of Kansas City, Missouri, the 171-foot vessel struck a submerged tree and sank. As the years passed, the muddy river changed course around the obstruction and left the Arabia buried 45 feet beneath a Kansas cornfield with its treasure trove of objects submerged in a wet, anaerobic environment. More than 130 years later, the Hawley family excavated the boat and revealed the Arabia's cargo, still in perfect condition. Fine dishware, clothing, and food remain preserved, the cognac still drinkable, and the pickles still green and edible. Today, more than 160 years after the Pittsburgh-made Arabia sank in the muddy Missouri, it remains the largest time capsule of items illustrating American life in the pre-Civil War era. Visitors to the Heinz History Center can see objects from the Arabia, including 160-year-old ketchup and pickles, still green in the jar.